All right, joining me is Jerry Doan, one of the owners here at Black Leg Ranch, located near Mackenzie, North Dakota. And Jerry, start off by giving me a little bit of history of the ranch and how it's evolved over the years.
You bet. Well, first off, we're really excited to have the Livestock Alliance here today. It's a great group, and they're talking about livestock, and that's what we're about here at Black Leg Ranch. And, you know, we've got a storied history, I guess. You know, my great-grandfather came out of Canada in 1880, ended up down in Kansas, and then in 1882 ended up in what was then Dakota Territory and found some land and homesteaded. And so we're six generations strong, and we're pretty proud of that. It doesn't get any simpler. Agriculture is kind of a crazy world. And then we're unique in that it's pretty cool. I get off speaking about soil health and intensive grazing across the country. And a lot of people don't have the luxury that their kids came back. You know, and I've got four kids. my daughter has helped some on different things here on the ranch. But all three of the boys went off to college in various places, worked, and all wanted to come back to agriculture and the ranch. So that's exciting and fun to have them.
So let's talk a little bit more about the soil health approaches that you do use on your farm. What's worked for you, and how did you go about implementing those?
Sure. Well, I went through holistic management. This ranch is run with holistic management. I went through with Alan Savory, and those principles of bringing profitability and trying to improve our quality of life, there are two keys that we generally miss in agriculture. We kind of forget about profitability. I mean, we love what we do, but isn't it good to have some profit on the way? And then quality of life. And I wish I'd learned that when I was young, because it's a lot more fun. And part of that is this whole soil health. Is we've learned that we can use cover crops and intensive grazing not only on our pastures, but on our cropland. And all of a sudden, we get the biology really increasing. We've got the highest test we've ever had in Burleigh County in our total soil biology. And what that does is then allows us to start looking at our inputs and growing our own nitrogen, not having to put it in. And so we have three goals in our cover crops. Number one is, in a cattle business, what's the number one cost for us in the Northern Plains? Winter feed costs, right? They kill us. Excuse me. So we're trying to get rid of, or at least cut those winter feed costs down. Number two is bring soil health back. By putting that diversity, we plant 22 various species in our cover crop mix and then put those livestock on the land. So that's bringing that soil health back. And then we also run a hunting business here, and we love wildlife, and we're propagating the wildlife. We're pretty successful on all three of those goals. So to me, that gets me excited, brings me back, quite honestly, the old way of being involved in agriculture. I was getting burned out. This created excitement again.
So you mentioned your hunting ventures that you host here on the ranch, but we're in this beautiful facility as well. So bring me up to date about your agritourism ventures and why you decided to do such a thing and implement it on the ranch.
Sure. Well, I mentioned all three of my boys came back. When my oldest boy, Jeremy, came back, we started Rolling Plains Adventures, the hunting venue. And Jay had went off to Arizona State, and he'd worked for Anheuser-Busch, and he was in the corporate world, quite honestly, had it made. We never thought he was coming back here. And then one day he got tired of all that corporate structure and the traffic, said he missed North Dakota, missed the ranch, wanted to come back. We had already established some facilities here with the lodges and stuff, and he said, you know, Dad, nobody's telling the story and portraying a positive image about agriculture. And I think we can bring some folks in and show them about our conservation practices and show them what we're doing. So then he asked me, and he kept bothering me, to get this beautiful barn, which, by the way, is called the Copper Jewel, which we had a contest, and both my grandfather's name was Jewel Doan, my dad's name was Jewel Doan. And because of the copper roof, the neighbors thought it should be the Copper Jewel in their honor. So that's pretty special to us as well. But anyway, I finally said, one thing I've learned, if you're going to get kids back to agriculture, you can't stand in their way. They've got to do things a little different. Find some niches that work, keep us successful. So it's fun to have these events, have you here, have others here talking about agriculture. We get to spread a little bit of this whole image of the positive things we do in agriculture.